You're listening to Movie Snark, making fun of what comes out of Hollywood. Explicit language guaranteed. I'm Archie Andrico, and you'll hear my voice a lot, though there will be guest readers. All abridged scripts come from the-editing-room.com. This time it's Twister, written by Steph, read by Archie Andrico. Fade in, exterior, Oklahoma, a very okay state, 1969. A family is awakened by an approaching F5 tornado and run down to the storm cellar with their dog, don't worry. The dad has trouble with the busted cellar door. Mom. So the only thing standing between us and the finger of God is one flimsy, rusty lock? Dad. God damn it, Miriam, I told you before. I have more important things to worry about than the safety of my family living in a tornado-ridden area. Young Helen Hunt.
Daddy, is that lion roars I hear? Did they add that to make the tornado scarier? Because I'm pretty sure tornadoes are high on the list of things that would scare the shit out of people.
Dad, I don't know, but don't give anyone any ideas. Next thing you know, they'll be putting sharks in it.
The dad tries to hold the door shut, but as a surprise to no one, he is not strong enough to hold down a storm nicknamed the Finger of God. Dad, flying through the air.
No! Surely this traumatic event will prompt my daughter to become a storm chaser in an effort to avenge my death as she screams from the safety of the back of the storm cellar where I probably should have stayed in the first place. Oh well, lesson learned the hard way, I guess.
Dies. Young Helen Hunt, traumatized. Audience.
Whew. For a second there, I really thought the dog was going to die.
Exterior, Oklahoma, present day, 1996. Ex-storm chaser Bill Paxton drives his brand new American-made Dodge Ram pickup truck to meet Helen Hunt's fluffy hair, and also Helen Hunt. Tagging along is his fiancée, Jemmy Gertz, and fun fact, she auditioned for the role of Monica Geller, and oh boy, bet she was bummed she didn't get that one. Helen Hunt.
Oh, hi, Bill. Did you come for the divorce papers I've been sitting on so you could marry your new girlfriend?
I'm not torn up about our breakup at all.
Bill Paxton.
Yes, I did. So if you could just hand them over while simultaneously doing a terrible job at hiding your feelings for me, that would be great.
Bill introduces Jamie to the rest of the ragtag team, including Academy Award winner Philip Seymour Hoffman, showing off his stellar acting skills. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Dude, have you heard of the part of the Twister called the Suck Zone?
Jamie Gertz.
Don't make me get my mace.
Helen Hunt.
In another attempt at stalling our impending divorce, let me show you Dorothy, the garbage can-like apparatus we built to scan tornadoes based on your design. Plus, there's a series of storm systems coming up, the likes of which are rare but nonetheless great for a movie. We should join forces, or genitalia, or, you know, whatever.
Bill Paxton.
You see, Jamie, when we put Dorothy in the tornado's path and these little scanners fly up in the funnel and measure it from the inside. Back in the day here in Oklahoma, I was kind of known as the Tornado King. The only thing that could stop me was...
Just then, a fleet of black American-made Dodge vans shows up, driven by the movie's blonde-haired villain. Bill Paxton, exotically.
That bitch, Carrie Elwes.
Jimmy Gertz.
Oh man, that guy? Between this and Liar Liar, he's got one of the most punchable faces of the 90s.
Bill Paxton.
We all started out in the same lab together, but then he did the unthinkable.
Pause.
He got himself, corporate sponsors.
Jamie Gertz.
So? Isn't science usually underfunded? And wouldn't it make your friends' lives easier?
Bill Paxton.
Well, yeah, but he's doing it for the money. That obviously makes him pure evil. And look, he's got a trash can machine just like mine. You stole my idea, shithead.
Carrie Elwes.
Nuh-uh. My trash can machine is 100% my original design. See here on this blueprint that says made by Bill Paxton, not Carrie...
Never mind. You're just jealous that I'm pissing out money. Plus, my sensors are cubes while yours are spheres. Totally lame.
Bill Paxton. That's it. I'll tag along and help you guys send up Dorothy and so I can see Carrie's dick get kicked in. But this is the last storm chase ever and then I'm definitely retiring.
Jamie Gertz.
Crap.
Our gang heads after an F1 tornado while blasting various kinds of music that clash with each other. Bill Paxton.
Care to bicker about nothing while all our friends listen in on the CB radio?
Helen Hunt.
Sure. In fact, let's do that throughout the entire movie.
Bill Paxton.
Wait, how come sometimes we have to push the talk button on the radio and sometimes we don't? I feel like that will bite me in the ass later on.
Bill tries to prove he's still got his nerve by driving Helen's kick-ass American Jeep into some off-road track that puts him in the direct pathway of the tornado. Bill Paxton.
Quick, let's hide under this tiny wooden bridge and hope our plot armor saves us.
Helen Hunt.
Sure, even though two tornado experts would know never to hide under a bridge of any kind, let alone some rickety-ass bridge with a tractor on top of it.
The tornado coincidentally dissipates as soon as it gets to them, but not before trying to take Jamie out by hurling Helen's Jeep at her.
It just really wants to see Helen and Bill back together, okay?
Helen Hunt.
Shit, Dorothy 1 is destroyed!
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Dudes, it's okay! We have three more, and they almost coincide with the amount of tornadoes we come across in the next 24 hours.
They set to deploy Dorothy 2, but find themselves between two waterspouts. They die, are fine. When the Twisters conveniently dissipate again, Bill and Helen celebrate. Jamie, on the other hand, realizes you should always get the background info when online dating in case you end up engaged to a psycho adrenaline junkie.
Bill Paxton.
Oh, honey, that was your second near-death experience in a row. As my fiancé with no experience in this line of work, I didn't think about you at all.
Jamie Gertz.
I love you too, dear. I'm sorry. I just don't think I can take any more insanity.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Hey, you know what we could all use right now? Food! Food!
Jamie Gertz.
Jesus Christ.
Everyone.
Food!
Exterior, Wakita, Oklahoma. The gang visits Helen's aunt, Lois Smith, who apparently always has 15 steaks and 5 dozen eggs just in case her niece's friends drop by unexpectedly. Alan Ruck.
Hey y'all, let's talk about how we predict Fujita-scale tornadoes just by looking at them. Even though that's impossible to do.
Jamie Gertz.
So this must be some kind of tornado measuring system? And you've mentioned Fs 1 through 4 already, so for a noob like me, the next logical question would be, is there an F5?
Philip Seymour Hoffman gasps dramatically. Sean Whalen hides under table. Todd Field jumps out window. Jamie Gertz.
Oh, come on. What is this, some Voldemort shit?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yes, we do not speak its name. Only one of us has ever seen an F5 back in 1969.
Jamie Gertz.
Would that be Helen, who's upstairs in the shower and not involved in this conversation?
Alan Ruck. How the hell did they know it was an F5 anyway? The Fujita scale wasn't invented until 1971. Upstairs, Lois talks to Helen about Bill.
Lois Smith.
So give me the juicy deets. Why did you guys break up? Spill that tea, honey.
Helen Hunt.
Actually, we never say why we separated. We bicker a lot, but we don't seem to hate each other, so your guess is as good as mine.
Lois Smith.
Do you like my wind chimes? I made them out of old scrap metal and industrial warehouse fan blades.
Helen Hunt.
Ah, yes. A sensible thing to have while living in an area full of tornadoes.
Exterior, the great wide open, USA. They all jump back in the trucks to chase after an F3, but it destroys Dorothy 2.
Helen Hunt.
The sensors! We need to stay here and pick them up one by one, even though it's raining buckets and nearby power lines are exploding.
Bill Paxton.
Can I speak for the people in the audience who are unfamiliar with meteorology, which is most of them? This tornado keeps popping up on the same road. Couldn't we just leave the sensors on the ground and hope they get sucked up? Can we talk about this?
Helen Hunt.
No! We must have a dramatic moment instead. You don't know what it's like to have it skip that house and the next house, then come after you.
Bill Paxton. Are you a scientist taking this personally? Helen Hunt.
Not sure. Maybe you should express your feelings for me in a way that leaves me confused, but allows Jamie to reconsider marrying you.
Bill Paxton.
Well, it's a good thing Jamie can't hear us because we're 10 feet away from the CB radio and not pressing the talk button.
Jamie hears everything. Exterior, drive-in movie theater, night. After her intimate moment with Bill, Helen decides it's the best time to sign the divorce papers. Then, an F4 appears out of nowhere.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Funny how our team predicted the other Twisters hours in advance, but not this one.
The fucking F4 fucking shreds the drive-in theater. It's tearing off roofs, cutting power lines, tossing cars. A piece of shrapnel rips Todd's head open. All the while, The Shining plays on the movie screen just in case you forgot the tornadoes are scary.
Jamie Gertz.
That was the most terrifying experience of my life.
Bill Paxton.
Aw, honey, you're such a fraidy cat.
Helen Hunt.
You hate to see it.
Well, if she leaves, at least we won't have the Kate Capshaw character around to scream anymore.
Jamie Gertz.
Oh, fuck off. I am not half as annoying as Capshaw. And secondly, I'm the only one that makes any sense around here. Bill, we're through.
Bill Paxton.
I am mildly upset about this. Will you remember me?
Jamie Gertz.
Are you kidding? You'll be in every one of my PTSD nightmares from here on out. I'll be in therapy for the next 6 months trying to forget you.
Exterior, Wakita, Oklahoma. The F4 went after Lois. The house is on the brink of collapse, but thankfully, they get her out in one piece. Director, Jan de Bont.
Where's the dog? Make sure the dog lives or the audience will die.
Helen Hunt.
Thank goodness you're all right. Hey, your wind chimes gave me an idea. I'll attach wings to the sensors. That will make Dorothy fly.
Lois Smith, out of it.
Sure. But it seems the reason the last two attempts failed was not because of the sensors, but because the machine itself was destroyed. But hey, knock yourself out. Now who do I have to blow to get a morphine drip around here?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Ah,
wonderful woman.
Oh, we're all very fond of her. Very free-spirited. Exterior, yet another wide, flat area, USA. The gang goes after a motherfucking F5, hell yeah! With new and improved pinwheel sensors made from 300 cans of Pepsi and Pepsi only. After not heeding Bill's warning, Carrie's driver gets a quick, painless death by TV tower in the face, while Carrie gets tossed around in his car until it plummets into a fiery explosion. Helen Hunt. Wow, we really went dark with Carrie's demise, didn't we? Bill Paxton.
Shit! The F5 destroyed Dorothy 3, and it's throwing tractors, houses, and oil tankers at us.
Actually, this is pretty cool.
Helen Hunt. We've got one more shot. If Dorothy 4 flies, we save our research, and with that, our marriage.
It works. Dorothy flies, mostly because it didn't get destroyed, but whatever.
Yay, pinwheel sensors.
Helen Hunt.
It's changing course. We gotta move. Even though I have no idea how we were standing anywhere near this thing in the first place, especially when it lofted Carrie's truck from about the same distance.
Bill Paxton.
Let's anchor ourselves to these plumbing pipes so when the twister crosses over us, we can see inside of it.
Helen Hunt.
That's why I love you. You and your foolproof plans.
The middle finger of God passes over them and they die, are mildly uncomfortable.
That's right, a mile-wide windstorm, tossing around tractors and houses and lightning, somehow does not kill them, nor does it turn them into human Twizzlers. It dissipates over them once again.
Jeremy Davies.
That was awesome. But hey, we were the team that helped. How come we were barely mentioned?
Alan Ruck.
Because Helen hogged all the character development while we were the cheerleading squad who provided weather jargon.
Helen Hunt.
Look on the bright side. Bill and I are in love again. Now let's make out in front of the sweeping landscape for what seems like an hour.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
You guys were in the suck zone. Suck it, Mother Nature. Woo!
Everyone celebrates. Then they're hit by a leftover flying cow. End. Movie Snark is a project of Bad Maria Media. Visit badmariamedia.org for more.